you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. Special guest joining us in the studio, Marianne. And isn't it just like God? Here's a person that we've never met before, and you start mentioning something about Africa, and she goes, Africa, I have stories and how it was used in my life and what was revealed and the children, the people. And Donica here is holding her heart. You could tell it really had an impression on her. And Donica's a part of our Prime Life Times because there's an ad. You'll see it in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times and last month's Destinations with Donica. So she happened to be in here, and I said, Donica, come on in and be a part of today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. So we're going to get to know more about Donna with all of you over the air as she's willing to join us. But I think you two both connected in a deeper level because of shared experiences, Marianne being in Africa for many years growing up and Donica taking groups over there, or at least one group I know of that you talked about. And today being Tuesday, we're going to read maybe only one story from Memories of an African Son by our very own Marianne Simpkins. And today, Chapter 18, The Rains. But Donica, I pulled you in because you have some exciting things going on, especially coming up on October 14th at the Best Western. Best Western is a conference center. It's like a Best Western hotel or motel.
Right.
But there's a conference center. In Arcola. You're going to be sharing about travel plans and travel secrets and how people can save time and money. I think you're going to have some desserts and some special incredible door prizes. So tell us a little about who is Donica with Destinations for Donica.
By Donica, isn't it?
With Donica.
With Donica. I'm going to go with you.
She's the hostess with the mostess.
That's great.
I'll be there with you every step of the way.
Nice.
Tell us a little about yourself and how you got into the, I don't know, would you say a travel industry, the travel business, the travel ministry, because you really connect with people.
It's the travel industry, and that has been my passion, well, since 1975. I graduated from high school and worked two jobs, went to London, Paris, and Rome with another friend, and that was our first plane ride. First flight, never been out of the country before. I was 18 years old.
Got the bug there, dude.
The bug. On the plane ride home, coming home, I told my friend, I said, I'm going to go back home and be a travel agent.
Oh, wow. Oh.
The following week, I stopped in at the travel agency in Mattoon and just went in and asked if they needed any help. And I've been traveling ever since.
Oh, wow.
And I think you were telling a story. It was kind of unique that you worked for a bank at some point.
Yes.
And you wanted to do a group to Africa, but the bank, for whatever reasons or procedures or policies or something, said you can't go to Africa if you're going to continue to be employed or something. And they said, well... Right.
Fighting words, weren't they?
They were.
So tell us that story.
That was like, okay. I was at a point in my life where I knew I had to do something, knew I needed to make a change in my career, whether I stayed there at the bank doing what I was doing or if I would break away and do some things on my own that were more creative with fewer people. And that's what I really like are the small groups where we can do a lot of unique things and visit with local people in local restaurants and stay at family-owned hotels. So that was the turning point there. The CEO was always against me taking a group to Africa, so I decided that was it, that I wanted to go off on my own. I formed Destinations with Donica, and the following year, I took 12 people to Africa.
Wow.
And it was life-changing for every one of us.
Yeah. Wow.
Every one of us. And I can't even... I can't even tell you. I go back and look at my pictures again and again, and it's just an incredible country, incredible place to be.
I think you had said that at the end of the trip, you're around a campfire. There were this occasion on this trip. Now, many of your trips, you're in deluxe hotels and such, but I think you said you were in tents, and everyone around the campfires, after meeting the children and the people, were just in tears, connecting, and it was a special trip.
It was towards the end of the trip, and we were just going around, each one of us, expressing how we felt and how we felt about being there in Africa, about the trip in general and everything. And we went around the fire and talked and everything. It was like, that was...
No words.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was so... Yeah, I was just overwhelmed
wow.
with
yeah,
tears.
I can tell. Wow. Yeah.
Well, what do you have going on? It's a couple weeks away. It's on Sunday, October 14th. It's in Arcola, Illinois. What do people need to do? Do they have to register so you have enough desserts or the door prizes? And what will they learn? Why should they come out on Sunday, October 14th at 2 p.m.?
Okay, yes, we will have desserts. And, yes, you do need to RSVP if you would call 217-259-2151. 217-259-2151. We're going to be talking about our trips for 2019, and I'm really excited. Our first one coming up in February will be to the Galapagos Islands, and that's going to be a small group on a yacht with 4 nights in Quito, Ecuador prior. And so I'm really excited about that. And a train trip to Switzerland in September. So we do have some wonderful trips for next year, and I'm really excited to share those with you.
And I know people can always find out more because I think you have a listing of some of the future trips, some of the past trips. Many of them have been sold out. That's destinationswithdonica.com. Destinations, you can all spell that, with W-I-T-H, Donica, D-O-N-I-C-A. .com. So destinationswithdonica.com. Find out more. And also on the website, you can find out more about this special gathering, the 2019 Travel Preview Party, Sunday, October 14th, 2 p.m. at the Best Western in Arcola.
Your trips seem really original. I like that.
They're very unique.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of these places many times. Well, since 1975, I've been traveling. And I've been with a lot of other tour groups, so I know the things that I wanted to change a little bit to make them more unique. You won't be able to pick up a brochure from any other agency and find that. And that's the other thing that we can do is we can put together unique custom tours for yourself if you're not traveling with a group. If you're just interested in going somewhere fun for yourself, give me a call.
That's
great. Yes.
That's different.
I know a lot of neat restaurants.
Oh, wow.
That's my thing.
And worldwide,
a lot
too.
Of hotels. Yes, yes.
Destinations with Donica specialize in custom design individual and group vacations. We work with church groups, girlfriend getaways, family reunions, honeymoon couples, and anyone searching for a great vacation. Find out more at destinationswithdonica.com. destinationswithdonica.com, or you can call her and talk to her in person, and she receives texts at 217-259-2151, 217-259-2151. Well, Donica, you purchased 3 copies of Memories of an African Son moments ago. I guess 2 of the people that are going to go on a trip to Africa or something with you, and you wanted this book. And so we're going to have Marianne read a chapter in just a minute here. But what were you going to say?
I was just going to say we're leaving. There's just 3 wild women, and we're leaving October 18th for Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe area, and then down to Botswana and ending in Cape Town, South Africa. So we are so excited, and I'm just thrilled to meet Marianne. It's been a real pleasure meeting you.
Yeah, this has all just come together minutes ago, and so we pulled out a couple of books.
That's how we do it.
And who knows, maybe there's somebody who's tuned in that's saying, I would love to go to Africa. Is there still room? I don't know if they could pull it off. That's on the 18th, so that's like 3 weeks away.
Yes, and you just need a passport. You still have time to get some shots, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, so you can find out more at destinationswithdonica.com. Who knows, maybe this is that divine appointment. You've always wanted to go to Africa, and you have some free time. And I tell you what, I bet Donica would throw in a free copy of Memories of an African Son, a free book for you if you're going to join her.
Great.
So you can find out more at her event that's coming up. But that's coming up on Sunday, October 14th. And, you know, you'll be leaving for Africa shortly after that. So you probably better call her today to plan it all out. But you can give her a call at 217-259-2151.
Well, I love it that you went to Kenya and stayed in tents out in the kind of savannah,
out
right?
In the bush.
Yeah, that's so
it was
cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Will that tie in well with chapter 18, the rains?
I don't know.
Much rain in the savannas?
Well, Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes long droughts, too.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about off-air shortly before this how many times because there was such limited water and it had to be utilized in extreme ways. Well, anyway, so I don't know. Maybe you want to tell that story, maybe not.
How very, very little we had to take a bath in. Yeah, very little.
Like an inch or two of water, and it would be shared by three, four, five family members. And Marianne, as you've all grown to learn... It would get very dirty oftentimes, like just all the boys.
Climbing trees.
She would be the first into that tub, and there wouldn't be much clean water left after she got out, and there were still her parents.
I had magnificent parents. I don't know why they did that. I guess I had dirt all over. Bless their hearts. Yeah. Such good people. Always putting their kids first, but I still don't understand that.
You do it with your kids.
Yeah,
so
but
it's
I don't know if they
thing.
Were covered head to toe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 18, The Rains. There are two seasons in Zimbabwe, the dry season and the rainy season. It is brown and dusty during the dry season. During our trips to the Chiredzi area in our Peugeot, we would arrive in the dry season with completely dust-covered faces, barely able to see. This area was more modernized than where we lived due to the newly burgeoning sugarcane industry, but the trip getting there was not. The dust rolled in through the engine and every possible crevice in the car. Even the tall, ever-present anthills threatened to crumble in on themselves. The earth was so dry. Wild animals came out further into the clearings in the dry season, in places they might not otherwise, looking for water at any watering hole they could find. Until a person has experienced drought, they don't fully appreciate the rain. Though farmers around the world have a high respect for the life-supporting power of rainwater, most of us don't fully appreciate the utter necessity of those downpours until we have lived through a season of true drought. Not just dryness, but drought, when the land begins to wither under our feet, the grass turns a worrisome, dying brown, and trees are in root distress and start to rapidly shed their leaves in summer, not autumn, when crops lay sad and useless in their fields. The rainy season in Zimbabwe is an exhilarating, dramatic time of year. It descends in something of a wild crash upon the savannah. Warm days turn boiling as the heat builds up and storm clouds gather on the horizon, slowly piling thicker and thicker until they seem massive. The whole world turns a bluish gray, and the already hot air stops moving. There's a growing anticipation that you simply can't miss, and eventually a breeze arrives, filled with electricity, and with thunder reverberating and lightning cracking on the granite slopes of Zimbabwe, the rainy season arrives. Torrents suddenly flow where for months there had been only dry ravines. I would hurry outside, the air charged with those electrical currents, and feel the first drops of water hit my skin, then the downpour. I would stand there, letting the rain pour over me, soaking it up. Then my friends and I would run to the nearby stream, suddenly overflowing its banks and rushing at full speed, and jump in, letting the water rush past us. It felt so good. Our skin cried out for water. During the rainy season, little pools appear everywhere. Streams overflow and lakes are high. Water abounds. Everything needs water. As it says in Deuteronomy 11:11, "But the land into which you're about to cross to possess it, a land of hills and valleys, drinks water from the rain of heaven." Deuteronomy 11:11. Drinking water from the rain of heaven. A beautiful thought. The lavish purple jacaranda trees in the cities bloomed splendidly just before the rains, their soft petals falling everywhere to create pathways straight out of fairy tales. Then the rains came, and the jacaranda gave way to the magnificent flame trees, It's a sight never to be forgotten. But we were in the bush, where there were only a few jacaranda and flame trees, though someone had planted several in our own backyard. What we saw as the rains came was the brown before us turning into an ocean of vivid green as the world seemingly sprang to life again. It seemed someone had taken a gigantic brush, dipped it in green, and swiped it across the plains and mountains in front of us. And we, and the animals, and everything around us, joined as one to turn our faces to the beauty of water. Balance is everything in life. Too much of a dry season, and our hearts and crops wither. We lose our food supply. Our skin cracks like the ground beneath us. Too much deluge, and we have floods, and things are destroyed. Homes are underwater, and people clamor for higher ground. We long for and need the one. Then we long for and need the other. Modern people often deride the old cultures for their intensity with which they prayed for rain. Until, that is, the modern people are in drought. Perhaps some of those cultures were praying to the wrong gods for rain, but at least they were close enough to the land to acknowledge their need. But even the most modern person, when the drought persists long enough, begins to understand a basic fact of our existence: we must have water. When the Apostle Paul was preaching in Lystra in Turkey, he made this statement. In the generations gone by, he permitted all the nations to go their own ways, and yet he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Acts 14:16-17. The rains of Africa, I can almost feel them now. God, thank you for the witness to yourself that you have given in all your creation. Thank you for the rains. I pray today for rain for all the places that so need it. We thank you for this gift. Let us not be so taken with ourselves as to not acknowledge its source, you. And please bring our planet into balance again. Protect us, as the old prayers say, from drought and floods.
Amen. Amen. Chapter 18, titled The Rains, out of the book Memories of an African Son. That was our very own Marianne Simpkins reading. Well, Destinations with Donica, this is your first radio debut. What do you think? Donica just kind of walked in, had no idea this was going to happen, that she was going to be a part of the morning program. And as we started talking, I just said, hey, just stay around. Marianne will be doing a reading. And then we just got her in here and had her share a little about her work with people, introducing them to new lands. And so what do you think? You know, first,
I love Marianne's reading. I could listen to you all day.
Thank you, Donica.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you, Donica.
I could just close my eyes and picture what you were talking about
with
Zimbabwe and the jacaranda trees.
Yeah.
It was very special. Thank you.
Thank you, Donica. You know, this electricity in the air, that's real. I guess Zimbabwe, because there's so much granite in the ground and on the ground, lightning strikes there more than anywhere else on Earth. Maybe there's one other place that has more, but yeah, that electricity around you is real.
And I like your thoughts where oftentimes we don't appreciate water, or we just forget, you know, we turn on the faucet, we take a shower, hot, cold water. You know, we might complain, you know, some of us that live out in the country, you know, we have well water, so sometimes there's a smell, but the fact that it's so easily accessible, we really, for the most part, don't ration it at all. We just use it. We water our lawn when we want or not want, and we can come very complacent or just spoiled with it, not realizing that much of the world, you know, they pray for it, they hunger for it, they need it, they struggle to get it, they work hard to deliver it and to bring it to where they live or feeding animals.
Oh, there's women that walk miles every day to get water, miles back. I say women because that is typically a job of
that
women.
That is the women.
In those places. Yeah.
Memories of an African Son. You can purchase your copy here at the Great News Radio Center or online through Amazon. It's Memories of an African Son by Mary Ann Simkins, Simkins. Well, we're getting closer. This Friday, our October edition of the Prime Life Times is going to be available. We're working hard to get everything settled. New locations. I think yesterday we mentioned, I think we picked up 6 new McDonald's in and around the Danville area.
I love McDonald's cheeseburgers. I just have to say.
I heard a great testimony this past Sunday from an individual. He's real frugal, and he was talking about being out in Arizona this past weekend. He had dinner with Jim McMahon from the Bears, and he just talked about this adventure, and they went to this very expensive restaurant, and he goes, yeah, I like steak, but my budget, it's steak and shake.
Steak and
he
shake.
Said, and there's a $3 meal, and he was talking all about this, but he got this, like, $50 or $60 steak. And he said he actually would pay to have it again. It was so good.
Oh.
Sometimes we squander or we just squeeze and figure, oh, we just have to go with the steak and shake. But there are times where you enjoy something really good and tasty and
well,
you spend
true.
The extra money. And he just said it was so well worth it. And he then illustrated how oftentimes, you know, when we pray to God or we ask him for just small morsels, if you will, when he's ready to give us this deluxe, wonderful meal.
Well, I'm kind of feeling convicted because I love those cheeseburgers. You can get a double cheeseburger for a dollar, and I am kind of frugal. But anyway, that's great. That's a great lesson, Mark, about expecting more.
Yeah, and trusting that he has our best interest in mind. Yeah,
I'm still going to eat my cheeseburger.
You can still have the cheeseburger.
But I think he wants you to have the cheeseburger.
Thank you.
That's right. All right, everyone. Well, you can get your copies of Memories of an African Son, like I mentioned, here at the Great News Radio Center or online, and you can find out more about Destinations with Donica at destinationswithdonica.com. DestinationsWithDonica.com, and you can find out more about the Sunday, October 4th, 2 p.m. gathering in Arcola at the Best Western, as Donica will share travel plans for next year and travel secrets and how you can save time and money traveling with Donica.
And thank you for advertising and supporting our paper.
Yes, thank you
very
much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Welcome.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Mary Ann Simkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.